Do you ever feel like you're not good enough as an artist or someone who's creative? Well, in this episode, we're going to talk about being good enough. Hello and welcome to Art BS. That's BS as in business solutions. We're here to help artists find ways to better their business. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Stephanie Weaver.
And Julie McCullough.
And today we're going to be talking about imposter syndrome. Okay, what is that?
Okay, so it troubles me you don't know what this is.
I do know. I just for our audience.
No, it's actually true. A lot of people don't know what imposter syndrome is. Right. I brought it up a couple of weeks ago, and one of the ladies in my paint class actually asked me about it. So it's fabulous if you don't know what this is. So imposter syndrome is the idea of when you don't feel like what you're contributing is good enough, or you're even questioning whether you are the right person to give this information. And why would anybody listen to you? There's all those little negative things that are itching, like talking to you in your head when you're trying something that's new or even outside of your comfort zone.
Well, I love that we're doing this. And Julie, I just want to thank you. I know you're kind of going through this now. So correct. I love it that you're going to share some of this with us.
So, yes, I am in the very thick of imposter syndrome for many different reasons, mainly because I'm transitioning from old type of work that I've been doing for 20 plus years to being a full-time artist. And that big unknown equals a lot of negative thoughts in my head about, am I doing the right thing? Should I really do this? Should I just do what's easy? You don't know what you don't know. So then you start thinking, well, am I really good enough? Well, and then you start comparing yourself to other artists, or I'll be taking a class to help build my portfolio. And then I see what other people are doing and I'm like, oh my gosh, I am nowhere near where I should be. I'm so, so out of my league. And all these questions come into your head about what am I doing? Am I doing the right thing? How should I be doing this?
Does it get overwhelming then?
It's very overwhelming. Very overwhelming.
Kind of a weight on you.
Yes. And then for me, when I get very overwhelmed, there's plenty of other stuff to do around my house. So I occupy myself with that sort of thing instead of doing what I know I should be doing. And I think a lot of us go through this. I don't think it's everything. Anything that ever leaves your mind. But I do think as you get more comfortable in your new skin or who you are, it's less daunting and you're able to shut it off a little bit easier.
I love that you described it as, you know, the little angel and devil, little cartoon yes. on your shoulder.
It's a little cartoon on my shoulder constantly telling me.
Exactly. Yeah. All the negative stuff that you should not be listening to.
Yeah. And you've got to flick that, you know, character off your shoulder so you don't hear it.
And Stephanie, you've got some great ways to, I don't know, to kind of get past this.
Yeah. So, I mean, I went through the same thing, like in 2014, when I moved from working from ADP and then moving to trying to be a full-time artist, you have those ideas of what you want to do and where you want to go, but you're just like, I don't know how to get there. And you start those stories in your mind. Of what you can and can't do. Why should you do this? You don't know what you're doing. All those things. And so I did an interview with Erica Lancaster a couple weeks ago on Tuesday Tips. You can watch it on YouTube or go to my website, newweaverartist.com. And but Erica, she gave some really great tips. And I'm just kind of going to summarize a little bit. And I can tell you, I walked through every single one of these. And I can tell you just even like a week or so ago, I was having imposter syndrome too. And I went back to one of these, which was I listened to affirmations on Insight Timer. It's an app you pay for, but it's daily affirmations. And it just kind of talks to you about you are good enough. You are worthy. You are these dreams that you have are meant for you to have. And this voice that you're hearing that tells you what where your passion is meant to drive. So listening to those things, it quiets that other little voice. Like Julie said, you just got to flick off your shoulder, because if that little person was like a real person talking right in front of you and telling you you're not good enough, nobody's going to listen to you. Who do you think you are? You would want to punch that person.
Yep.
So don't listen to them anymore. It's not serving you.
But I was just say, why don't we back up one step though, real quick, and go through, because you had a really good list of what is how to recognize if you're in the midst of imposter syndrome.
Okay, and again, this goes back to Erica Lancaster. She came fueled, you know, with these, and some of my notes I can't read very well, but she said bad handwriting. But she said diminishing the value of your work. So basically, somebody says, gives you a compliment on your artwork. And, oh, yeah, it was nothing. You just diminished yourself and you don't even know it.
Right.
You know?
Oh, and I see artists do that and hear artists do that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it took you 20 years to get that piece of art. Be proud of it.
Exactly.
You know? the feeling of overwhelm. Yep. Yeah. Where you just can't figure out what you want to do and what you want to do next.
Where to start.
Mm-hmm. Worrying of other people's critiques. That's a big one.
Yeah. I think a lot of us do that. And it's so easy to do that looking at social media nowadays, especially Instagram and Pinterest. You start comparing yourself.
And even like if you post something up there on social media and somebody says, oh my God, what the heck is that? I mean, they're not going to be that blatantly rude about it. But some of them are, you know.
Well, so some will be. I've seen some comments like that on people's posts.
Yeah, it's so mean. I mean,
it is.
You would never say that to somebody to their face, would you?
No.
Ah, God.
People hide behind the keyboard.
Yes, they do.
Well, Kermit the Frog, just, you know, tuck, tuck, tuck. So feeling like you aren't worth it. Another one is out of place. And that's where I can't read my writing. Comparing yourself to others. And I think that's a huge one. And we see it all the time in classes, like what you were talking about with Julie.
Yeah. It's real easy to compare yourselves.
And
compare
that one, yourself. Yeah. And that one is hard because you're looking at someone in a totally different time frame than you are.
Right.
You might be brand new. You might be, this is your third or fourth year, and you're comparing yourself to someone who's been in the business for 20.
Exactly.
That's not.
And you don't know that information when you're not in contact with that person and know that person. And that's what I think you have to remember, too, is when you're looking at other people's artwork, you have no idea how long they've been doing it, where they've come from.
Right.
If you don't know them personally, you don't really have an. You don't know. You don't know what where they've walked.
And how they fell.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a, I don't remember where the saying is, but there was somebody that said, yeah, I'm an overnight success. It took 25 years to get here.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And that's the thing. People say success is this straight line up, and everyone knows it's this up and down and up and down. And the artist, the successful artist, has always picked themselves up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
So.
And I think that's where the picked yourself up is probably the next thing is that Erica Lancaster, again, check her out. We'll include a link. But Erica, she's out of Mexico and Mexico City.
Okay.
Really neat. Like she's a watercolor artist. Yeah. But anyway, one of the things that she said.
I like the daily affirmations. And I mean, even if you don't have that insight app, but that's a great app.
Insight Timer. Yeah.
That's a wonderful app. There's all kinds of affirmation places that you can go and do something.
Well, and you mentioned the daily affirmations. Another thing that's helped me with imposter syndrome and just getting motivated again is actually listening to the sleep ones. You know, putting headphones in and just going to sleep to them. You just wake up, at least I do, more refreshed and mentally clear.
Yep.
So. And you were saying, though, that... that you're going to get back to your morning routine. And sometimes I feel like that is a great way. And again, going back to the daily affirmations, having a moment in the morning or in the evenings, just for you.
Yes.
Where, you know, whether you pray or have a devotional or just a meditation or
journal, or, you know, if you're going through the artist way or something.
And, exactly.
And, you know, doing your, pages. I can't think of what they're called now, But
Daily pages.
Just having a really good routine when you get up in the morning, if it's at 6 a.m. or 10 a.m., you know, just going through that routine before you really get your day started, I think helps with imposter syndrome too.
Yeah. And with the journaling, I know I would follow a particular order. Mm-hmm. And it's actually PRAY is what it's called, the acronym. PRAY, P is for praise, R is for, you know, it's supposed to be like repent.
Release.
Identify what you need to release, and then you ask. You do your A for ask, and then you yes. It ends with why, knowing that yes, this is going to move forward. And that for a lot of us, you know, I know Julie and I think you were into this too with the manifestation, where you put out into the world what you want mm-hmm. to happen, and that's what that pray does, is you give thanks for what you've been given, and then when you ask, you know that's what you ask is going to be given. And right. That's the manifestation and the journal. And that is life-changing, I think, mm-hmm. itself.
Those are good tips.
Yeah, that is really good.
Well, thanks. No. But you can find my pain. No, yeah.
But you just find what works for you in your, yeah. in your journal. But affirmation for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always just start out positive, because when you start out positive, then you start to remove that little negative guy.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. he's not.
He's exactly. getting smaller and smaller and smaller if you're putting things down that you're, you know, think positively of or are grateful for or thankful exactly. for.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's just that cup of coffee you have in your hand.
Thank yeah.
God for this cup of coffee.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and I think that's the whole point to, you know, the artist pages too, mm-hmm. is that whole journaling, all the things that you, all those negative thoughts out of your head so that you don't even have to touch them during the day and you can move forward.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of her point to that.
And for a little bit, I was going through like a negative thing, and I even took a step further. I would write down like all the negative things that were going through my mind. And I had to do this like 3 times a day. It was really, I was just ticked off about some stuff. And I would take it and I'd write it down, and then I would burn it.
Yep.
And just like, okay, take it up, take it into the air. It's not mine. It's not mine.
Yeah. And well, and it's kind of funny you say that too about the burning it, because totally off subject a little bit here, but it is a major release. I burnt up, you know, and so I went through all my mom's papers, and we had too many that needed to be shredded, so we decided to burn them. Mm-hmm. And in a weird sense, it was just a release of all that stuff
yeah.
that you've been holding in. And I think that's another great tip, to kind of write down all those negative thoughts and then go burn it.
Well, it's a visual. Easy for me to say. It's a way to see.
Yeah, that
the
it's
actual
gone.
Release. The negative thoughts are gone.
Right. You see the smoke going up, and it's all going.
Like it's physically
it's gone.
It's gone.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Dust. Yep.
It's not mm-hmm. mine.
Yep. It's not mine to worry about now. It's done. It's over.
Yeah.
Now I can move on, sort of thing.
Yeah. So that was huge. Daily journaling. Another one that she brought up was community and connection. So that mm-hmm. is huge. And like these ladies here yeah. and the masterminds and even like the people in my little community, the positive painters, we talk about this stuff because we're not alone. And if you right. talk about it, you realize that you're not alone.
Yeah.
And I imagine there's some people out there listening to this right now going, oh my God, these are my people.
Exactly. But find your tribe.
Yeah. Right. Find your tribe. Talk through it. I mean, like, I've been a broken record for the last probably 6 months, but still, they still listen. They still motivate me. And you get these tips to try to get out of that imposter syndrome, releasing it. Again, just mm-hmm. talking to somebody else. We've all been through it. We've all been there before.
But it's like it's like a stool with some legs on it, mm-hmm. and your legs are your tribe. Or you, right? And say you're feeling like crap and mm-hmm. imposter syndrome, and you're just like, oh, I can't work. Well, those other legs are holding you up.
Right, mm-hmm. exactly. So it's very important. Find your tribe. Talk about your art. Release your art. Don't be scared to show your art off.
But it has to be a trusted tribe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you've got to trust your tribe. Very true.
Yeah, and I think that took a while to find.
Yes.
But you'll find, like, if you write it down or put that out there, Scott, mm-hmm. I need some artists to talk to. Well, as soon as you put that out there, there's going to be people that come around you that mm-hmm. will help you along. And I just got to put it out.
And yeah. I think that's a, we say that and we're like, oh, go find your tribe.
Right. And, yeah, yeah. It's not easy and it takes time. It's not easy.
It takes time. But there are suggestions like go to your local art area. Mm-hmm. Like for us, we have Low Mill and there's lots of other galleries. Mm-hmm. Take some classes at local galleries.
Yeah.
We have a great museum of art here in Huntsville, mm-hmm. which is where our podcast is out of. But libraries, art appreciation classes at your local community mm-hmm. college, even just Facebook groups, Clubhouse, MeWe. I mean, there's Pinterest. There's some other ways that you could sort of plug in and sort of, you know, mm-hmm. get to know the artists around you. But even like in Mexico or say you have someone in Pennsylvania or California, I mean, yeah. make the tribe what you can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think it's good to have a local group, but also I've got a tribe of artists that we talk weekly, and we're all over the country from Washington mm-hmm. all the way to Maine. And that is really helpful as well, getting other perspective from other artists in other parts of the country. And
like what's going on in their area,
right?
What they mm-hmm. are seeing.
And yeah. even different artists who are different parts in their path.
Exactly.
Their career development.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was huge. And then another one that she kind of reiterated is have a why that is beyond you. So when you start having those imposter syndrome, remember why you're doing this. Are you doing it just because you love the painting, the joy of creating? And if that's your why, that's good enough.
Right.
You know, you're doing it for you. You don't have to worry about all these people and whether it's good enough or, you know, if they're going to pay for it. Remember your why. And I know, Julie, your why is you want to become a licensed artist mm-hmm. and for surface design.
Yes.
And when you remember that why, it makes taking that next step a little bit easier.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And for me, my why is I eventually want to live on a lake house.
There we go.
With a pier. Because I picture my 85-year-old self. And my 85-year-old self, she's sitting on a pier
painting
a sunset. And so that's one of my whys. But to get there, you kind of recognize all the other whys. Like, mm-hmm. you know, my kids, they're going to graduate. Out of school. So when you start kind of backtracking all those little whys, where you are right now is just really so, it's an insignificant step to the larger goals.
Yes, it is.
So, and then I think that also helps that imposter dissipate and gives less power to that little guy on your shoulder.
Yep.
Another thing that she said is, and this is so hard for me, celebrate your accomplishments.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's impossible for me. I don't celebrate.
Well, why is that so hard for artists? I don't know anyone that really does.
I don't know if it's hard for artists or if it's just my personality.
I think for me, it's more my personality. I have a lot of fun, but I don't show that emotion very well. And
I didn't know she was funny until about a month after getting to know her. I'm so serious.
Because I am. I'm a very serious person. And to me, you know, celebrating is not a serious thing. It's, you know, okay, I checked that box. Now let's move on to the next box.
And then I'm over here. I'm celebrating everything. I know. Where are the shots? Let's go. Come on.
She balances us.
Yes, very well.
But, you know, I mean, we have friends, Neville, a friend of ours, he just did a great show outside and he sold a lot of pieces and he's like, oh, I only sold.
Yeah.
Like.
It was no big deal.
But it wasn't like a big, like, oh my gosh, I sold, like, you know, and I think all artists do that. Yeah. They're like, oh.
Well, I think part of it too is I think we have a habit of, because we love our work so much, we think everybody else should love it and everybody else should buy it. And I think when we only sell X number of pieces, our expectation is here, you know, really high.
Yeah.
And, but so when we only sell 4 pieces, let's say, that doesn't meet our expectation, but mm-hmm. 4 pieces is great, you know?
Right.
It's better than zero pieces. We should be celebrating that.
Yeah, but we don't.
No. And I think that's imposter syndrome, though, coming in, too.
I think so. Well, not, I always compared it to Clark W. Griswold, where he has, like, these grand ambitions, and then the reality of it kind of sets in.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly.
And I think that's why I don't celebrate, because it wasn't as high as the expectation that I set.
Right.
And I was going to say, sorry. I think we should set aside, and we try to, but like in our mastermind group, we talk about our wins.
Yeah.
And I think that's good. But even then we're like, I did this this week.
Oh, yeah, I did this. Oh, yeah, I did that.
And I'm like, come on, people. That's amazing stuff we're doing here. Yeah. You know, like, so maybe we should do once a month, and we should have like a little party. Mm-hmm. And just like, it can be non-alcoholic or alcoholic. It's up to you guys, you know, but throw some confetti.
Oh, get those confetti popper things. Yes. I love those things.
And just, you know, be outside and celebrate. Do something.
You're going to laugh. Okay. So I'm actually trying that this month. I'm changing up my planning of how I normally do things. Because normally, like, Julie and I are very, very, very much planners. Uh-huh. And it always started the first of the month.
There will be an Excel sheet, people.
Yes. So the first of the month, we would do like our analytics, review our analytics, do your budgets, pay your taxes, all that not so fun stuff. So, but never in my schedule did I ever have time to celebrate. And so instead, this time I'm switching it up to, and this is going to kind of sound a little woo-woo for people, but I'm going there.
No. So, woo-hoo us.
Woo-woo. So I switched it up to kind of try and follow the lunar calendar, and which is a calendar itself, still like 28.
Are you doing something on the full
29
moon?
29 days, yeah.
You're doing something on the full moon.
The full moon, I am supposed to actually celebrate. And that's what, yeah, I know. Let me out. I love that idea too. I'm going to be out there with the poppers and howling at the moon.
Please have Ben record you. I think we need to have this. Somehow it needs to be out there.
But I never do that. And I got the idea because my daughter, I guess it was last month, I got an award for second powerful woman in business from in Huntsville.
Yay!
Thank you. So when I got that award, and there was something else that happened, I don't remember what it was, but Emily, my daughter, she was like, you need to celebrate. Let's go get a cake.
A cake, yes!
So, you know.
She speaks my love language.
And you know, she just wanted a cake. She didn't really want to celebrate what I had, but she's making me celebrate these things. And
good.
I love so many things about her. But that's one of the things I'm doing differently this time, is I've scheduled 3 days to look at what all I've accomplished since the last, you know, lunar cycle, the full moon type of thing, which I gotta figure that out. And but I'm gonna look at what all I actually accomplished, and then, you know, I'm supposed to take the time after that to really release, renew something else. But it's to figure out what worked and what didn't work. But all of that, you know, it kind of goes back to that celebration, is to find that designated time to actually celebrate those wins.
That's awesome.
Who knew?
Yeah, I think that's great.
These are some good steps.
Okay.
On at least taking the first few steps of getting out of this imposter syndrome. And you guys need to realize that you are good enough. Your art is amazing. So if you haven't heard it from anybody else, here is your acclamation for today. You're amazing.
Your work is worthy, and you are wonderful. And the whole world needs to know what you have to offer.
Exactly. All right, guys. Well, that will do it for us today. Also, let us know what you think about the podcast and how it is going. Send us any suggestions you may have or questions that you might be lingering on. And who knows, we might just do an episode on it. Check us out at artbs.podbean.com. That's artbs.podbean.com. When we're available everywhere you can get your podcasts. And so if you love us, please send us your 5-star reviews. We appreciate you guys listening today.